where the mighty Adelaide grow.
The Crow Show
on Triple M
with Sauce.
Sauce, a left foot snap, and he gets his second goal.
And Tomo.
I've never played the game, okay, so you can clip me to buggers.
Ah, hello to you, Adelaide Crows fans. Great to have your company once again on 104.7 Triple M. It's the Crows radio show with Sauce and Tomo. 208 games to his name, dominated showdowns when we needed him most. Sam Jacobs, hello.
Morning, Tomo. Great to be here on a Sunday morning again.
Oh, mate, fired up. Look down at the run sheet. How good's this? Brody Smith's going to join us. Michael Goddard and the coach in the Sandful, and they are flying, our Sandful team, no doubt about that. And got to talk about, obviously, playing Collingwood yesterday, the siren gate from years ago with Jerker Jenkins.
Yeah, so on the Thursday night when we played Collingwood, obviously the siren went. To this day, I still don't know whether it was actually before or after, but
yeah, right,
we'll have a little discussion about it, and I look forward to finding out who Brody Smith grew up supporting.
So, oh, okay.
We'll ask him that.
I'll leave that question to you. You can hit him straight between the eyes. We'll do that very, very shortly. Also, the podcast will be available at 10 o'clock today on the Listener app. LISTNR. Brody Smith to join us next. Triple M. 104.7 Triple M, the Crows radio show with Sauce and Tomo. We're here until 10 o'clock this morning, and you can always grab the podcast as well off the Listener app. Really looking forward to this chat here, Saucy. Brody Smith joins us on the line. Dominated this year, and yeah, he's played a hell of a lot of good footy for the Adelaide Football Club over the past decade. Brody, you got us.
G'day, boys. How you going?
Good, mate. Firstly, how'd we pull up? All okay?
Yeah, all good, all good.
I love that. Hey, mate, we're on this show, we like to delve a little bit off-field as well, mainly trying to focus on that rather than the football stuff. And we'll start with your career, mate. Obviously, you know, grew up here in South Australia. How'd the transition go to become an Adelaide Crow from your junior career?
I was a bit dicey early, being a Port supporter growing up. So myself and Gordo were mad Port supporters, and Mum was a Crow supporter. So she was happy. She was crying tears of joy. And when my name got called out, Gordo was crying. I'm not sure if that was sadness or he was happy I got picked up. So took a while to transfer him over to a Crow, but couldn't be happier to obviously stay home. I grew up in West Lakes, couple of minutes down the road from the footy club, so that made it very easy for me early on, and then having some good leaders around the footy club looked after me, and yeah, it's been a great time being at the footy club ever since.
Now, you just slipped that in quietly, buddy. Yeah, we're going to touch on the Port Seriously. Adelaide stuff. So you're a Port Adelaide man growing up. So you grew up in West Lakes, which is Crows heartland. How much of a Port man are we talking? Is it just because Gordo, your old man's very passionate? Is it just a jumped on board there, or were you right into it?
Well, it was certainly because of Dad. He took us over to the dark side early on. So his business at the time sponsored the Port Magpies. So we had a box. So we'd go watch the Sandful, we'd go watch the Port Magpies, and then the next day we'd go to Amy Stadium, or Footy Park, I should call it, the traditional Footy Park, and go watch the Power. So it was, my weekend was very much based around the Power, unfortunately, but look back now. But yeah, it's where I guess got my love for footy, watching them. But then, as I said, coming over to the Crows, it was a very quick transition for myself, but it took Gordo a bit of time.
Now, I guess you got a bit of a unique situation, which you mentioned. You are a Western Suburbs boy, grew up right near the club. How have you found that? Because a lot of guys come from interstate. Have you enjoyed being local and staying, I guess, as close to home as possible?
Yeah, I loved it, and being able to stay home and obviously live with Mum and Dad for a few years at the footy club. And your first couple of pre-seasons is pretty much you train, you get home, you sleep. Mum and Dad wake you up to give you some dinner, and then you go back to bed. So being able to stay home and be comfortable in a comfortable environment, have all my mates from school and stuff around me as well. So I do try and get around the Victorian lads when they come over as much as possible, because I couldn't imagine doing that myself. I think I would have really struggled. So it can be hard for those guys to come into a new state. As I said, you're exhausted for the first few months, and then obviously just focused on your footy and trying to get a game and all those sorts of things. So it can be tough for those boys.
Hey, bro, I just want to dial back to 2017, mate, and in the qualifying final against GWS, unfortunately, went down with an ACL. Firstly, mate, obviously, how tough was that? You know, when the team goes on and plays in the grand final, but the whole recovery and that whole year on the sidelines?
Yeah, extremely tough. That first month, obviously the timing of it was terrible. And it was, yeah, really difficult. A lot of mixed emotions in that first month of obviously knowing that I obviously wasn't going to play for the rest of the final series, and then watching the boys go so well and make their way to a granny, and as much as you know, you want the boys to have a big win and celebrate, and then at the same time you're thinking about, gee, I'm going to miss out on playing in a premiership here. So those are the sort of thoughts that go through your head, which were pretty dark at times. I remember after the prelim, just bawled my eyes out knowing that the boys were going through to a granny and I was going to miss out. So very difficult times, but I guess once the season was over, I got to just focus on my rehab and then put a good plan in place to be able to get back a year later, and did a bit of coaching and some leadership stuff, and actually came out the other side of rehab in a lot better space to be able to be a leader of the footy club and give a bit more time back to younger players and that sort of thing, and try and help develop a few of the guys around me, which I think I've come out of it as a better player and better person. So there is some positive to it, but I would have much rather have played in that final series, clearly.
Yeah, it's all right, mate. We made sure we didn't put our best performance out there as well, so you didn't miss out on anything. Just finally, mate, before we let you go now, you're a big dog man. Is it you and Chelsea Randall's dogs are related, is that right?
Yeah, they're brothers, yeah.
Oh, so wow. Do you get have little doggy dates? You get them hang out? And do you reckon they know?
We think they do, because they do love each other. And we went away in the off-season, and Chelsea looked after Duke for us, so she reckons... as soon as they came in, they were back to their bashful brother ways, and all over each other and sleeping next to each other and then fighting and all the sort of things that brothers would do. So we think that they know, but I think dogs just love each other no matter what, don't they? So who knows? But yeah, it is good. It's we share some tips on little training tips and that sort of thing. So they're quite crazy, the Kelpies. So if you don't give them enough attention, they can tear your house to pieces. So we've definitely shared some ideas on how to keep them calm.
You're a star, Brody. Thanks so much for jumping on the Crows Radio Show. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday.
No worries. Thanks for having
me. Thanks, Smithers.
104.7 Triple M, the Crows Radio Show with Sauce and Tomo, here until 10 o'clock this morning. The podcast is available from 10 o'clock this morning on Listener, L-I-S-T. And now, Saucy, obviously, we played the Collingwood Football Club yesterday, and yeah, certainly does bring back a few memories, a few old battles against the Magpies.
Yeah, we've always had a strong history with Collingwood. I mean, every team loves playing Collingwood, don't
they? Yeah, they do.
They're the
biggest club in the land.
The old Port Magpies of the AFL, the big club, which they obviously bring a lot of people. So we're going to go back to have a look at Josh Jenkins' siren gate. Now, he's actually had two of them, hasn't he?
He has the Port
Power one, which he claims hit the post, which I don't know, we'll beg to differ. But and the other one was when he kicked the goal. Well, I actually still don't know if it was before or after the siren. So let's roll the audio.
Let's have a listen. We're 8 points up and there's 10 seconds left in the third quarter.
Charlie Cameron, how does he win this battle? He holds it beautifully. Just gets back out of trouble. Moonwalked out of it. Then over the top, Kerridge. One bounce. Listen to this if he goes over the top. He will. Jenkins. Well, did he get it in time?
Can't hear it.
You can hardly hear the siren, which is insane.
Nah, so I remember I was, I think I was on about the wing at this stage.
Yep.
And you just didn't think anything of it. You just thought it was a goal and awesome. We've just
so you didn't hear the siren?
No.
Wow.
Nah, because going back to this time at Adelaide Oval, this is the Thursday night footy.
Yep.
And this is when there was, 50,000
there, which is insane for Thursday night in these times post-COVID.
So, it's off exactly pre-COVID. So, it was a really special game, the Thursday nights, and a time slot hopefully we can get back to sooner rather than later. But, the big fella went and kicked that goal and the crowd went nuts. We didn't hear a thing. We're celebrating.
Yeah.
And obviously there was a bit of controversy after around, was it a legal goal or not?
Yeah.
But, I still don't know to this day.
Well, the strangest thing I thought about it was Jerker getting out the back, because that never happened.
I'm surprised Tom Lynch wasn't next to him.
104.7 Triple M, the Crows Radio Show. We're also on the Listener app as well, L-I-S-T-N-R. It's Sauce and Tomo here until 10 o'clock today. Our next guest is Michael Godden, the senior coach of the Sandford Reserve side. And I'll tell you what, going beautifully at the moment. 145 senior games for himself for the West Adelaide Football Club, and then transition into coaching. Godsey, you got us?
Yes, I've got you guys.
Mate, we're going to start with your career, mate. Obviously, like I said, you played at West Adelaide for a number of years. How did all that eventuate?
It was a long time ago, actually. basically born and bred in the Mallee area, which is a town called Lamoureux. So we're on a farm out there. And, zoned to the Westies footy club and came down in 92, I think it was, from memory. And, yeah, obviously played at a pretty young age and, yeah, had a lot of injuries and got into coaching pretty early, actually, because the career was cut pretty short. But I had some great times down there and, you know, still have a lot of friends down at the West East Footy Club. And, yeah, many years later, I got to coach against them in the grand final and they beat me in one. So, yeah, got a bit of love-hate relationship.
Yep. Now, we won't let it slide too easy, Godsey, because you were on the Crows list for a year.
I was, yeah. It's been actually a couple of years just on the list. Obviously not good enough to play, but it was a good experience still. I mean, back in those days, of the real early days of Adelaide, it was a new experience for the city. And as I said, I learnt a lot, met some wonderful people. And, you know, I guess it was nice to be a part of those early years, because it's now that I'm back at the footy club, it's gone full circle.
So you moved into coaching, like you say. You were coaching the Glenelg Reserves there and then moved into the senior coach at the Woodville West Torrens, premiership coach as well, which is fantastic. How was that experience about moving into different sample clubs, and do you find that beneficial now that you're coaching the Crows?
Yeah, I do. I think if we go back even a step further, I was at Westies prior to that when I finished playing with Big Rennie was coaching. I worked as his assistant, and then I actually did the twos for a year there as well. And then I made the jump to Glenelg with Mark Micken and learnt a lot. And that was one of the hardest things I've ever done in my life, because I've clearly been at Westies my entire life from junior footy. So then I guess that has helped me being able to adapt to different situations. So 3 years at Glenelg. And then, then obviously the Eagles opportunity arose. And, yeah, it was a fantastic period of time. And obviously now it's more changed again. I went into the AFL system, didn't quite work out. Now I'm into doing the sample plus helping the AFL. So, it's a journey. It's a long journey. And hopefully it continues for a lot longer.
Now, we've seen this year, Godsey, that the SANFL team's obviously having a fantastic year so far with a bit of footy left to go. But you must be really happy with the improvement, I guess, of the camaraderie between the AFL-listed guys that come back and play SANFL and also our SANFL-listed guys, because we've got a really good cohesion within the group, and everyone seems to be gelling pretty well.
Yeah, Source, absolutely. It's the biggest challenge. You know, I guess we have different... there's players from all over Australia, and they all come with different backgrounds, and it's not a traditional sample team. So, we try to make it as close to a sample team as we can. But obviously a lot of the players, three quarters of our team every week have got their eyes on a higher prize. But we also need to make sure that they value and respect the competition that we've all come from. So that's the balance we try to find, and we feel this year the players have come together really strongly with our SANFL development players, which have been really good for the camaraderie and obviously playing good footy as well. So, we bring that as close together as possible so we can, compete. And by competing and playing well, then clearly it gives them an opportunity at a higher level, but also just helps create a winning culture that we're all striving for.
Now, Godsey, let's get back to you, mate, personally. What are the aspirations in years to come? Would you like to venture into the AFL system as a senior coach?
I don't know about senior coach. I see the stresses every day. I'm already gone grey. I went grey at 30, so I'm not sure if I need that. But I don't know. It's a bit of a thing for me. I just love what I do, and wherever it goes, wherever it takes me, I love every opportunity that I've got. And just going to footy every day, working in full time footy, working with young men, helping them get better, working with a great group of coaches, wherever that is, whatever it takes me, I just enjoy it, and I'm bloody lucky to do what I do. So. If I'm good enough and someone wants to take me up higher and higher, then why not? But certainly it's not going to define me as a person. I'll just do what I love.
Love it. Now, before we let you go to enjoy your Sunday, Godsey, what's to come for the SANFL team this year? We're obviously in a really strong position to be able to challenge, which finals time does bring some challenges in itself with a few rules and whatnot. But, we're in a really strong position to be able to, be right up there this year.
Yeah, absolutely. The goal is to, win the premiership like every team in the competition, and ours is no different. And as you mentioned, we do have some different challenges that other clubs don't face, but also, we've got a few rules as well that we've got to abide by in terms of qualification. So, look, we'll just, whatever players we get towards the end of the year, we'll be putting out our best form. And as I said, I know the players and the coaches are keen to win a premiership, and that's what we're striving for. And whatever comes before us, we'll take on and hopefully have some fun doing it.
Godsey, you're a good man. Thanks so much for jumping on board the Crows radio show on your Sunday.
No worries at all. Thanks, guys.
The Crows Radio Show with Sauce and Tom on this lovely Sunday morning. 76 games to his name and 26 goals for the Adelaide Football Club. Played in the 97-98 Premiership, was an integral part of that. Brett James joins us right now. Beefy, you got us?
Yeah, all good, Tomo.
Hey, mate, let's start right at the roots at Kersbrook, mate. Obviously, you know, you and Roger and your brother Paul dominated for Kersbrook growing up and then transitioned into Nord. I'm interested to know, mate, you started off playing at Collingwood. How did all that come about?
Well, because I'm old, it's kind of different. It was one of those things. I just got in Nord squads when I was about 12 years old, and kind of followed that all the way through, and ended up playing league footy at 17 and got drafted. Didn't go for 2 or 3 years. Yeah, because that was back in the days. I'm back before the Crows had started when I got drafted and everything. So, my first league season was pre-Crows. So I got to play in the SNFL like it was, where everyone, you know, there was 10 or 15,000 at all your suburban games. You know, your grounds and footy park, Nordport was 35,000. Like it was, I'm really glad I got to play a year of that before the Crows kicked in. But yeah, I'd played nearly 100 games before I left to go to Collingwood, because it was one of those things. Lists were bigger and you kind of proved yourself here before you kind of went, where it's completely different nowadays.
Was that a tough transition to get over to Victoria, Beef? And you glad you did it?
I think probably part of it. I mean, growing up, all I wanted to do was play for Nord. So I was already doing that. So I actually had, I didn't like Collingwood and because they were black and white, and I didn't really have any ambition to go over there because I was kind of brought up on the SNFL. But once I got there and I actually got, you know, played a few games, I was only 20 years old, but I made me grow up a bit and do all those things. So it was, you know, probably the best thing for me.
You squeezed a lot into your career, Jamesy, obviously with a lot of premierships there. I think I spoke to you previously and you said, was it 97 you won the AFL one, and then the next week you went back and won the 98 one at Norwood, the 98 Crows premiership, and then obviously premierships up at the with Kersbrook up in the hills. But let's go back to the 97-98. Well, first of all, what sort of condition were you in after the 97 flag to front up the next week?
I was actually not too bad because we won with Adelaide, and I had a couple pretty solid days, and it just took the edge off me. I ended up with a flu, like cold. So I actually did nothing all week, making sure I was okay. But a bit like I said before, it was actually pretty easy because growing up, Nord were that's the team I wanted to play for. So having the possibility of winning a premiership with those was actually a pretty big thing. So the reality of it all, you know, I've often said winning it at Nord in terms of celebration was probably as big as anything I did, because that's what I wanted to do growing up. So it's kind of, as I said, I'm at that age where I had a different outlook on probably, you know, SNFL to RFL in some respects.
I was obviously a South Australian lad growing up, and, you know, not only yourself, but your brothers and all that obviously played a lot of footy. You come across as a very loyal servant to every club you play for. Do you just have a real passion to play footy? And obviously I know that you still played, obviously, just until recently. Is footy just in the blood and it's just something you just love doing? And obviously for Norwood and Kersbrook and these teams as well?
Yeah, it's just being with your mates. I obviously love playing footy, but even the last few years, when it was cold and wet and crappy, I can honestly say I didn't really look forward to playing in those days. But obviously, afterwards, you know, and the camaraderie and that, you know, it's all part of it. So I think just footy clubs are really good environments to be around. So it's one of those things you kind of work all week and do all those things. You've got to have something to look forward to on the weekend. And so for me, for a long time, it was having a kick.
Now, you finished up playing, Beef, and then you went up to Kersbrook, your home club, mate, and coached up there for a long period of time. Very, very successful. But now you finished up with that, and you're following your kids. What are they up to?
Yeah, Archie and Lil. So Archie's 14, my daughter's 12, and they're 7 days a week sport, pretty much, both of them. So they play Archie's basketball and football, and my daughter's netball and football. So, yeah, pretty much it's finish work and every night run them somewhere. So, and then my weekend is Saturday, take them to sport and Sunday I take them to sport, which is, as I said, it was something I had to give. So I think I'd played footy long enough. So I kind of pulled the pin on that end of last year. And yeah, like, I really enjoy watching those, you know, and hopefully, you know, they get to have as much enjoyment as I did playing all those, you know, playing sport.
Now, I can't let you go without discussing Hills Footy League. We've got Tomo, my co-host. How does he go up there with the Meadows Bulldogs? And does he leave the centre square when he's playing centre?
No, he does cruise out. It's funny. Like, I listen on radio. But he doesn't say much on a footy field. Like, he never used to say too much. Maybe it wasn't with us because he had a bit of respect for some of the old guys playing, but He was always pretty mild mannered and just played.
I think it's because your brother took all the words, but
apples. It's actually pretty hard to get words in front of him, and if you try, you might get put on your backside.
Yeah,
which
happened to me a couple of times.
you learn early.
That's it. Nah, you're a good man, Beef. Thanks so much for jumping on the Crows Radio Show.
No problem.
Thanks, mate. Cheers.
Another Sunday, done and dusted. Saucy, you've been super again.
Yeah, another big show. Obviously, a bit of a Collingwood favourite with Brett James, the past Collingwood player coming on and having a chat. And obviously, delving a little bit into the Siren Gate.
Yeah, for sure. There's a bit going on there with Jerker, wasn't there? I've just looked at that audio again, and I reckon we just snuck it in. Mate.
Yeah, we'll claim it.
No doubt.
And as always, Tomo, jump on board at Crow's social media platform.
Oh, yeah.
Facebook, Twitter, TikTok, Instagram, all of them. And if you want to touch base with us at Crows Radio Show at afc.com.au.
For sure. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday, South Australia. We'll see you next week from 9 o'clock.